boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Happy Quitter's Day.
What's that? Are we? We're not quitting, are we?
Oh, no. No, okay. Not like quit your job.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you didn't know something I didn't know.
No, I wouldn't be here.
That's true.
No, Quitter's Day is apparently the second Friday in January. It's the most popular day that people throw in the towel on their resolutions.
Oh. That makes sense. I've been doing really good. So I'm trying to tackle... I'm not doing New Year's resolutions. I'm doing like a checklist is what I'm doing. It's like something every single month that I want to check off. And so there's 12 things for 12 months. I'm actually trying to tackle 2 months in 1 month because I'm an overachiever. So in the month of January, I want to make sure I take my pills every single day. You know, your vitamins, all those fun jazz, right? Yeah. I'm doing really good. I haven't missed a day. Knock on wood. Doing real good on that one, except for I haven't taken them today, but they're with me.
Okay.
So just make sure I don't forget them. And then I've also been tackling, I think this is the February or March, which is try to do my skincare every day.
Okay.
And I did fail that last night because I've been trying to do it morning and night.
Yeah.
I didn't do it last night. But I've been doing it, like I have been doing that January 1st, since January 1st. I just didn't do it last night. And I just realized I didn't do it this morning, but I still could do it tonight.
Yeah, you can make up for it.
Yeah.
But it's that time that that people start slacking. I slacked this morning.
What'd you do?
Well, this is why I don't set resolutions, because then I don't fail.
Yeah.
But I have been really good about the gym the last couple of weeks, and I was supposed to go this morning. I had my clothes set out and everything. Didn't go. Didn't want to. Couldn't get up.
Did you set the alarm, though?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just canceled.
It woke me up, and I was like, you know what? Not today. Without even knowing it was Quitter's Day. So now I don't feel so bad.
You're like, New Year? No. Ain't gonna happen.
Same old. I don't want to go today. So I didn't.
So happy Quitter's Day.
If you quit, don't feel bad. We do too. You know me. I love an oddly satisfying job.
Yeah.
And I think I found my new side passion.
What's that?
Closet organization. I'm serious. I've been on a roll. I told you, a week or two ago that I went through my boyfriend's closet and I went crazy. That was a lot of fun. And then something came over me today that I was like, I'm going to clean the Z102.9 costume closet.
And she did.
And it was
Thank God I wasn't here yet.
It was so much fun. I love going through. I mean, that closet was busting at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff on the floor, boxes, and nothing was organized. And I like making piles in a room and being like, okay, here are all of the masks. Here are all of the wigs. Here are all of the hats. These are all things that we really do have, by the way. And then trying to fit them into the containers and organizing it in the closet. God, I just feel so accomplished that now I'm like, who wants to hire me to organize your closet?
I think this really could be a job. I'm sure somebody would want to hire you.
I'm down. As long as you don't have anything weird in your closet.
What do you mean weird?
I don't know. Weird. I don't want to sort your undies. That's for sure.
I would do that.
I don't know what that says loved, about you.
Well, no, it doesn't say anything weird about me, but I do love to fold an undie.
You fold an undie?
I love to fold undies. Only because I used to have to do it all the time at Victoria's Secret. And man, do I love to fold an undie.
Well, I suppose I can bring you onto my team, and that can be your one.
Yes, all of them, any of them, every single kind, granny panties, bikini thongs, all of them.
Great,
they're my favorite to fold.
I didn't know you were so passionate about that. So
it's my side hobby. I just fold undies all day long.
That's weird. Here's
what's hot and what's not. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a niche side of TikTok of a lot of different types of like wedding drama, specifically with hairstylists and makeup artists, I've noticed. But one has completely exploded lately. So what has happened is this girl named Lauren Avery, whose account is now private, has gone viral because she posted a video of her washing off her makeup that was professionally done 20 minutes before her first look with her husband-to-be. So in the video, on screen, she has the text that says, "Core memory, getting my makeup done for my wedding, and I hated it so much I decided to wash it off and redo it myself." So it's literally her at a sink using like face wash and stuff, and she's got a friend helping her out, trying to like calm her down. "You're fine. We have plenty of time. You always do your makeup so well." And you're like, okay, this is kind of sweet. And then she makes a comment saying, "I can't wait to make a TikTok about this." So immediately people in the comments were like, that's a little weird. And then also we're kind of giving her crap because she had a before photo of the look the makeup artist did and then how she did it. And people were like, it looks exactly the same. You look exactly the same. So what did you do all this for?
Uh-huh.
Now it's gone to a different level because the makeup artist who did it made her own TikTok video. She was never on social media. She had people on her team or from her company sending her videos like, "Hey, I think you did her makeup." And she's like, not using your name, but totally dogging on you. And she made herself a TikTok account and spoke out and was like, "Listen, I've been in this industry for a long time. I feel like I can read people's body language. I am so open to criticism." After her trial run, she told me a couple things she didn't like, and I changed them for her wedding day. And at the end, we were very communicative. Like, "Do you like it? Is there anything you want adjusted?" And yeah, she said, "No, I love it. It's perfect. It's exactly what I wanted." So then she left, and now she's seeing videos. This wedding was also like 6 months ago, and now she's posting it to the internet. She's like, "I just don't understand why you have to be nasty about it. You acted really nice. You didn't speak up. And now you're kind of like trashing me on the internet. Your money down the toilet." Or down the sink, we should say, because you washed it off.
Uh-huh.
Reminder to brides, you don't have to hire a makeup artist. So people seem to be siding with the artist. Because the girl, the comment of, "Oh, I can't wait to make a TikTok about this."
She just wanted her 15 seconds of fame.
Well, clearly. And now it's come back and bit her in the butt because she's private on TikTok now.
I mean, I understand if you don't like what the makeup artist did. Something could have happened. Maybe the makeup artist got scared, nervous, whatever, and messed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Accidents happen, mm-hmm. right? And if they leave and you want to redo it, fine. But I don't think you need to blast it on the internet.
Well, especially
dogging on them and saying their name.
Well, she didn't.
Oh, okay, good.
But she did do it 6 months after the wedding already happened.
Well, get over it.
Why? If I learned anything, I think I will just do my own myself.
Really?
Yeah. I'm too picky, I think. Huh. And I would not want to have that mental breakdown.
I can't. I'm going to have too many mental breakdowns. Just
in general.
Yeah, I should not be trusted with my own makeup.
Noted.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Neighbor man cheated on me, but not with another woman or human, really. He cheated on me with coffee.
Okay.
Let me explain. I asked him if I could take him to work today because I was going to go see his mom, and where his mom lives is really close to where he works. So I was like, let's just kill two birds with one stone. I'll take you to work and then I'll go see your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, fine, but we got to stop at Starbucks if we're going to go, okay? I was like, that's fine. I'm like, wait a minute. Have you been going there the last couple of days, because I've noticed you haven't been drinking coffee at home as much.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, I've went there twice and I haven't gotten you a receipt either. Because you know I've been wanting him to bring me home receipts.
Right.
And I feel like that is a way of cheating in a relationship. If he goes to any coffee shop without me, that's cheating, in my opinion. Same for, and I told him this, that if he were to ever, like, after work, go to, like, a fast food restaurant, not tell me, and not get me anything,
mm-hmm.
cheating. Mm. You are cheating on me. Mm-hmm. That is just as bad as cheating on me with another woman.
Oh, wow.
In my opinion.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay,
but
well, maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but I really do feel like it's cheating.
I get it if it's going to be, like, possible for you to have. So, like, I get if he's stopping for coffee on the way to work, he's not going to turn around and bring it to you, too. So I kind of get that. But my boyfriend's like that with coffee too. There was one time specifically, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to my parents today. He was not coming with me. I'm going to stop and get coffee on the way. And he goes, can you bring me some back before you go? I'm like, dude, now I'm going backwards and forwards. You can ride along and then I'll drop you off at home and then I'll go to my parents. Because if I went without him, he was going to be devastated.
Because it was cheating.
Well, sure, I guess.
So he feels the exact same way I do.
Maybe.
So you're a cheater.
Definitely not. There's nothing that hurts your feelings more when your partner goes and does something without you.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feels like they're cheating on you.
Mm-hmm.
You said when neighbor man gets coffee without you.
Yes.
That is cheating, I guess.
It feels like it.
I've got a different thing when it comes to my boyfriend, and that is when he goes to Target without me.
How could I not have said that?
Here's the thing. I get it. Like, every once in a while, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I ran to the store today during work. I'm like, okay, yeah, I couldn't have joined for that. But it's like, also, could you wait until after work and we could make it a...
Yes!
We could make it a trip. Well, it wasn't that serious.
No,
and
it's
I just
always
needed
serious.
A couple things. Well, I didn't need a couple things, but I also always need a couple mm-hmm. things from Target.
It's like a TV.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go with. And then with that, I mean, I'm always going to be like, oh, I wish you would have waited, or we could have done that this weekend so we could have made a big trip out of it. Or if he goes to a thrift store without me.
Why would he go without you?
Because...
Didn't he go today without you?
No, he didn't. But he works in Iowa City and I don't get to the ones there as much. I go to Coralville and here in Cedar Rapids. And sometimes he'll be like, oh yeah, I went to the thrift store on my lunch break today. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And there's a couple that are like my favorites that we have gone to on the weekends. I'm like, why didn't we just go tomorrow? So if he goes without me, then I get really upset. And I guess we're going to call that cheating.
Yeah, 100% on the Target one. I get mad. He's done it to me one time. And I was like, don't you ever do that again.
I know. But then when I ask to go on the weekends, he's like, do I have to?
Yes,
there's no
It's
winning.
The same thing. If we, I would never go to Best Buy without you.
I would try to choose not to go at all.
You know what? If I don't have to go to Best Buy, I wouldn't.
Best.
Now I am nowhere near having abs. Right? Like there is no six pack, eight pack down there. It's more just like some dinner rolls.
Okay.
But I did try to work on abs this week. I have an ab workout that I do every week. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I went a little. Too hard this week, and I know this because anytime I laugh, I'm in severe pain.
Yeah.
So if you hear me laughing on the radio, just know I'm secretly also crying and
also cringing
at the exact same time. But this is also this is the first time this has ever happened to me. I know it's the worst pain I've ever been with this ab situation that's happening. Is that anytime I have to sneeze, I have to hold my stomach and go. Here we go. And I feel like I don't know if my stomach is going to explode or if things are going to pop out. I don't know what's going to happen,
mm-hmm,
but I have to hold on. You walked out to go to the bathroom and I had to sneeze like 2 seconds after you walked out. And I was like, here we go. And I was like, and then I sneezed and I was like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it hurts so bad.
I know. I've been there where you're like, please, please don't let me sneeze. I can't do this.
Huh? Uh-huh.
It's the same as doing like crazy leg day, too many squats, whatever. And you know, you got to sit on the toilet.
Oh my God. Thank God I'm not the only one who feels that. You're like, I have to go down.
It's the worst in the morning. You're like, oh my God.
Can we start inventing toilet seats that raise up, especially for leg day, please?
That probably exists.
Like I can press the button and it goes, and then I can just, you know, plop it. And that would help leg day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It probably already exists and we can't, you know, quit radio and become millionaires for people who go to the gym.
Gonna have to look on Amazon after this.
Because I could really use that after leg day. But we still got to figure out how I can sneeze and not be terrified that my life is something's going to happen right here, right now.
Maybe you need to lay down.
Oh.
Like face down and just sneeze into the carpet. That might help.
Don't judge me if I do that.
I'm going to look away.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Did you get snow last night?
You know what? I'm not sure. I slept like a baby. Don't get mad at me. Because I did. But sometimes I will hear the snow plows drive by. And I thought I did. Otherwise, it was a loud car. Or the garbage men. You guys, they're brutal to you. They make you work early.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Or it just looked like it was early and I just have really good curtains in the bedroom. I don't know.
Okay. I woke up in North Liberty this morning and was like, huh, maybe Destiny did mention that it was supposed to snow.
It was supposed to last night.
But I didn't think about it. And both me and my boyfriend looked at each other and were like, well, we're just going to drive over it on the driveway this morning. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that much. It can wait. And looking outside now, it looks like everything's melted. But
honestly, it didn't really look like anything happened.
No, but I'm like, can I sign up for some sort of membership that, like, let's say my alarm is set for 7:30, but it snows. It's automatically going to go off 20 minutes earlier, so I know that I need to get up and shovel. You know what I'm saying? Because neither of us woke up with enough time to go out and take care of business.
Okay, that sounded like a fine membership. What I thought you were going to say was a better membership, which is that the membership would be these, and I don't know why, maybe we have them here, and if we do, somebody tell me the numbers, I'd totally subscribe, is that these people just will be at your house before a certain time, already plowed your driveway.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would
be
ideal.
I'm sure they have it, but I want to be guaranteed it's done before blah, blah, blah time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I need to be guaranteed.
Well, I don't know.
Or money's back.
Oh, wow.
And if they don't have it, I'll start a business.
You're going to be out there plowing?
Destiny's Plow. Plowing Destiny. Well, I don't know.
Get plowed with Destiny.
Well, you gotta use it like it's your destiny to plow, you know? Something like that?
I don't know.
You know, like
plowed by destiny. Okay, I gotta be done now. It's just,
plowed by destiny. I like that.
You know,
and then like I said, I would do something. This is not a business, but if I did, I would have something like it would be done by whatever time you wanted it. Like if you leave at 5 a.m., I would have it done by 4:45, whatever time you suggested. Done by then. My crew would have it done or money back guaranteed.
Oh, your crew. So you're not going.
I'm not doing it. It's just my name's on it. You know, isn't that what most business people do? I don't know. This is why I don't own a business.
Exactly.
You're saying I have to actually work? Oh, I'm out. I don't want to do this.
Well,
this is dumb. You're saying I have to work? Oh, crap. I'll just go back.
Just an idea. I don't know.
This is dumb. I don't want to work.
Worth a thought.
We are on the hunt for the most perfect nickname ever for a boyfriend to go by moving forward.
Yep, we got to put a name on him. Right.
And I think I might have the most perfect nickname ever.
I'm not going to lie. My expectations are low.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. I told you I had three nicknames, but as we were waiting to talk, I remembered one more that actually comes from Neighbor Man.
Okay.
So let me hit you with Neighbor Man's nickname first. Because last night when we were laying in bed, and honestly, I kept him up for about an hour, just laying in the dark, just my brain just rattling through all sorts of names.
Right.
I was like, there's got to be, I wanted to stick with the name Curly somehow, because your boyfriend's got curly hair. I wanted to figure out a way to say boy or man before that or after that, but maybe in a different way, if that makes sense. Because you could say Mr., Dude, Sir, right?
Yes.
Is there other ways? And that's when Neighbor Man said, Lord Curly.
Lord Curly.
Or Lord Curls, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
So that was his option.
All right.
Do with that what you'd like. I have other options.
All right.
With that. And it's Dr. Curls.
Oh.
With a Z.
Okay.
I want to make that very clear.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Curls.
He's not a doctor, but okay. All right.
I know, but why not?
Yeah, it sounds professional.
Professional, that is, into the next one, Professor Curly.
Okay, I hate that.
Okay, well, that's fine. I knew you'd hate those two. And that leaves me with my personal favorite, which I think is an absolute banger,
oh,
to be quite honest with you. And that is curly locks. Now, before you get too crazy with that one, let me explain why I love this one. When I was looking up the definition of curly, they said they said something about loops, locks, or something. And then the word locks triggered me. I forget what is the girl who drinks all the soup in that?
Goldilocks?
That's the woman. I couldn't remember her name. So it almost sounds like Goldilocks, but it's not Goldilocks. Also, curly locks reminds me every single time of Sherlock Holmes. I don't know why, but when I say curly locks, I instantly think of Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
So I like curly locks. I don't know. To me, it's a banger.
Okay.
You hate it. Dang it.
I
really was going to call you at midnight last night to tell you how much I loved curly locks.
Oh, thank God you didn't. I really think we are a small step away from giving my boyfriend a name that we can call him and use on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think before I can like really decide, I have to get some like test runs out of the way and make sure it feels right.
Exactly, 100%.
So you are doing all the work here, right?
Yeah, I'm playing director. If that is that what I would call myself, director, I almost would say.
Producer?
I don't know. Well, basically, I have come up with scenarios, kind of conversations that you and I think, would have maybe live on radio, and that I want you to react to using names.
Yeah.
That you have, nicknames you have, right? And then I'm basically going to ask you a question. Like, okay, what is your boyfriend's favorite color? And then I want you to use one of those names
and
respond back. Just keep the conversation going, and then I'm going to say, cut! I'm going to hit this. Okay?
Jeez.
And then you just keep going until I say cut, okay?
Okay.
So just keep the conversation flowing, and then when I feel like you have kind of hit it, I'm going to say cut.
Okay.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
We're doing like a whole acting scene, okay?
I've never acted in my life.
Well, this is your time to
right.
shine, baby.
Okay.
You've got this.
I might be bad.
All right. So, scene one, act one.
Dear God.
I'm taking this very seriously. Okay. Neighbor Man and I got into like this huge fight last night, and it's fine. I'm fine. But it's all because of the TV remote. So like, I just was curious, like, how do you and your boyfriend handle the TV remote at home? Because clearly we are having a problem with this.
It depends if one of us has something we need to watch. So, like, let's say my boyfriend, Mr. Curls, has a football game that he's, like, dying to watch. I'm going to let Mr. Curls control the radio or the TV remote.
Yeah.
But if there's something like Love Island, I'm in control.
Cut. That was good. How'd that feel?
I hated it.
Why do you hate that?
I don't know. I felt like I was talking about Mr. Krabs. I don't know.
I also just kept feeling like it was hard for you to kind of say it.
It was a lot. It was a mouthful.
Okay. Now you know how that one felt.
Yeah, I give that about a C.
Good to know. All right. Act two, scene two. Or maybe it's scene two, act two. I don't know. Sorry, theater people. I should know better. All right. Okay, so, you know, Neighbor and Man and I, we went to Need Pizza for our first date, which was a lovely first date. And I love redoing that as a tradition thing. Where did you and your boyfriend go for a first date? Because I honestly kind of forgot about it.
Okay, so one of my friends introduced me to my boyfriend, Lord Curly, at a bar. And I was not really interested at first, but then he finally asked me out to go get ice cream. So that's technically me and Lord Curly's first date.
Cut!
I thought of Lord Farquaad. So
honestly, the first time it flowed well, it was the second time I saw you cringe. And
it
so
hurt. It hurt me to say.
You
F.
didn't like it.
F.
Okay. Moving on. She didn't like that one.
It's bad.
Scene three, act three. Or act three, scene three. Sorry. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so my birthday just happened. Turned 30. Not really. But I know your boyfriend's like really, really close to my birthday. We are so close to each other. So I know you just got me a gift. Have you even gotten your boyfriend a gift yet?
Well, you are dumb. Because
why?
That is not when Curly Lock's birthday is. His birthday is in July.
Oh, God.
So I haven't even thought about what I'm going to get. Probably won't think about it until July 1st, maybe, and then I'll be in the mood to buy something for curly locks. Cut!
How'd that feel?
I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would, but it wasn't great. C plus. B, maybe.
A.
I was dogging on that earlier, and honestly, Lord Curly was worse.
Hey, I'm feeling good about that one. Okay, final scene. Scene 4, act 4. Here we go. Yeah, so, sometimes it's, a work day can be really hard and very stressful. People think radio is easy, but it can be stressful sometimes. What is your boyfriend doing? There's no way he has a very stressful job, right?
Oh, man, it depends on the day. Sometimes my boyfriend Curly comes home and he's like, I was so bored. There was nothing going on at work today. I just sat at my desk and answered emails. Other times he's like, you will not believe the madness that I saw today.
Oh, yeah.
Curly came home one time and he told me that a naked woman walked into his place of work.
A naked woman?
I'm 100% serious.
What'd he do with that?
Call the police.
Cut! I don't know.
I have questions about the naked woman, but because that was fake,
that's
was it?
Not what is important. You know what? That actually felt pretty darn good.
Did it good?
Okay. I feel like sometimes simple's the way to go.
Okay, and would you grade that one?
I'm gonna give that B plus. It was kind of hard because I got a little goofy with it, but
okay, B plus.
B plus, maybe A minus.
Now I have questions about the naked woman.
We can continue off the air. I have some very sad news about my daughter, Glinda.
Your sourdough starter. Daughter. Yes.
Yes.
Just making sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, because you know at this rate, when the amount of time of feeding I have to do for her, she's pretty much a daughter to me.
Fair enough.
I told you yesterday that I was like, she's coming. Pack the hospital bag.
You were honestly panicking.
Well, last night we fed her and we're like, it's happening. This morning we woke up. I don't think it's happening today, unfortunately. Mm. Linda is not ready for her emergency C-section. Her first birth. It's not happening today. Cancel the, the room. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not happening.
So you maybe were a little too eager.
Yeah, here's the thing. She grew a lot from Wednesday into Thursday, we were like, it's happening. Last night when I went home, I did the water test, the floating water test, where you take some of the sourdough starter and you put it in some water. You see if it floats.
Yeah.
She sank. So I was like, that was a concerning sign for me right there. And I was like, okay, it's maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday, she'll be fine. When we woke up this morning, she only grew like very little and we fed her a lot last night. So that was also a concerning sign. But then when we opened her up, she looks a little runny.
Yeah.
So I think we got to tone down the water a little bit. And maybe give her just a little bit more flour.
Yeah.
My water ain't breaking.
You know what? I should have known, honestly.
What, that I would mess up? What are you trying to say about me?
Because I don't think you've messed up. But I follow.
I have no idea what I've done.
I am attached to a lot of sourdough people on TikTok. Even though I don't have one, I enjoy watching people going on their journey and talking about making stuff out of their sourdough starter. And I feel like I have seen people who are like, it's growing. It's looking great. She's doubling in size. And then the next day, it's like a step backwards.
They tease
you a little bit.
Is that what it's like? Like, I don't know. Like, real like childbirth? Do you think you're about to have it? And then it's like, oh, false alarm. I was just having cramps.
Maybe.
I don't know. I know. I'll never know because that's what I'm very devastated right now. I thought we were going to have a loaf tonight. I was very excited. I was very excited because I was going to bring it in.
Yeah.
I was going to let you babysit. I was going to let you do some stretch and folds.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited to bring it into work because I knew I was going to have a lot of work to do today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. She's not ready.
Here's what I think you need to prepare for. She, Glinda, your sourdough starter, is going to be ready on the worst day possible. I don't know
Better not be Monday. Oh, dear God.
That was my first thought. Mondays are busy for you. I feel like you're normally stressed on a Monday, and that's when she's going to be ready to pop.
I cannot be in the marketing meeting on Monday when we're going over things and all the like higher-ups here are in there and be like, I'm sorry, do you mind if I just do some stretch and folds? excuse me, some stretching poles.
I can't, Taylor.
I'm just saying, that's what you need to be prepared for, because now you're so excited.
She has to come Saturday. I really only have time Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, she needs to come tomorrow. I don't have time Sunday, and I don't have time Monday. I'm not doing it during the week. It's like, I'm going to... Like,
I'm not sure you thought about this before you started
it's
it.
It's like you're the doctor, and I've got you by
the throat.
And I'm like, you understand, doctor? You're going to make this birth happen, whether you like it or not.
You're going to go home and choke Glinda.
You're darn right I am.
I don't know about that.
I know most of us are over it already, but today it was Christmas in January for me.
What?
It was Christmas in January for me.
Okay, but you already had all your celebrations.
I really did. I already had all the Christmases and all that fun jazz. But, you know, I've been getting into cross-stitching.
Yes.
Which is all because of Neighbor Man's mom.
Yes.
Well, technically not really, actually. I saw somebody do it on TikTok, and I knew his mom did it. So I was like, I'm going to try it. And then his mom gave me all the knowledge. So
right.
If we're going to be technical, it was TikTok. But you know what? She got me into it. She got me all the stuff, all the supplies I needed. She gave me all the knowledge I needed. And then after I got my first stitch done, you know, mm-hmm. She's like, come over. It's time.
For cross-stitch club?
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be fun.
No, she had me come over today, and she just gave me all more tons of supplies and any type of, like, if she had free designs, she gave me free designs mm-hmm. and just went bonkers. Oh, and if she had free string or floss or whatever, let me just say, I could open my own store.
I will say, you have come in every single day for the last, like, probably 2 weeks with some sort of new tool uh-huh. or... I don't know, accessory yes. to help with your cross stitching, uh-huh. which I'm here for because I feel like grandma type hobbies are in.
Yes.
Cross stitching, crocheting, what have you. But I do think now you have dug yourself a hole that you can't quit.
What do you mean? Why?
Because you have so much stuff and you have things that belong to Neighbor Man's mom. So if you quit... That's disappointing.
Yeah, she did say, like, you know, I'm going to want this back. Like, when you get it done, I'm going to want it back. Or, you know, if you don't end up liking it, I'm going to want it back.
Right.
So, like, I have to fully commit now, you know?
Oh, and I think you have, because you were just showing me a literal magnified light that you want to get on Amazon.
I already purchased it. It's coming 4 a.m. Between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. I didn't know Amazon dropped off those hours.
Welcome to the grandma era. You have officially entered.
And I love this era so much.
But don't give up, otherwise you're going to make some people sad.
I promise I won't.
God.
I love it. Here's
what's hot. And what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've got a TikTok trend that if you have a brother, you need to do this.
Okay.
I have been so excited to tell you about this all day. I'm not going to lie.
I'm listening.
So I've been seeing people, girls who have brothers, are doing this sending my brother updates trend on TikTok where they're showing that they text their brother and some people even their brother-in-law. Just
okay, I'm really down. I've got some brother-in-laws. Is uh-huh. this messing with them? I'm totally down to mess.
It is. It's confusing them.
Yes.
What they're doing is just texting them like random updates throughout the day. Maybe like you would do with your significant other, like stuff that they don't care about. Because uh-huh. obviously, brothers-in-law, you have that relationship with them where mm-hmm. they probably don't care.
Yeah.
Or they dog on you.
Yeah.
Like some people are just like, just finished cleaning the house. And they're like, cool. Why are you telling me? And they show the results of their conversation like through the like TikTok gallery. And they're mm-hmm. always so, so funny. So immediately I was like, I have to do this.
With your brother?
I did this with my brother and I've been doing it all day. Would you like to hear how it went?
Yeah, I do.
So I was like, I got to keep it cool. Because me and my brother will like send TikToks to each other back and forth. But we never text all day. So I texted him at 11:19. I said, just got to work. It's cold in my office. And he said, I'm so sorry? Question mark. And then a little bit later, I said, I made a really good coffee, though. And he said, are you okay? Are you just telling me about your coffee? And then I waited a little bit because I didn't want to be too sus. I said, I cleaned out the costume closet at work and I found a whole Chewbacca costume. which is true. We do have one of those. And he said, have you been kidnapped and are talking to me in code? And I said,
that's some good code right there.
I said, no, I'm just telling you about my day. I ate a bagel and some pineapple for lunch. And he said, Mom took me to Sam's Club. Are you there alone and bored or what? And then I waited a little bit longer. And I said, I kind of wish I had a soda right now. And he said, you're so weird. Go get one.
That's a brother thing right there. Always got a dog on you.
And then I said, I'm thinking pizza for dinner. And he said, B word, what is this? Do you talk to anyone this much? Somebody spiked your drink at work or something. And that's it. That's all.
Give him another update.
Well, yeah, I got to wait a little bit because that last one wasn't very long ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he's on to me.
Is he listening right now?
Kai, are you listening? I don't know.
No, I was going to say, I would like to know if he's listening right now.
I mean, if he texts me, then I've been exposed.
Here's the thing. My sister, Caitlin, I don't know if her husband would respond at all, to be quite honest with
you.
I don't think he would respond at all. I think he would tell Caitlin to then text me and be like, is everything okay?
I've seen people doing that. They're like, did your sister's phone get hacked? Uh-huh. Because I'm getting weird messages.
My sister, Amy, her husband, Chris, I think he would respond and kind of play along a little bit, just like your brother did. And then I think he would start messing with me and he would be hilarious. I think if anybody I wanted to do this with, it's Chris. And I just texted him 2 days ago because we like the same energy drink.
Ah.
So I could do something kind of going off of that.
Moral of the story, just give them
I
stupid,
do want to do this.
Dumb updates about your day and see how they handle it. And if they play along.
Okay. I'm going to try it with him. Can we do this with our boyfriends too?
I have seen people saying that they did it with their husbands and they started ignoring them.
Yeah, neighbor man would ignore me after the second
they had enough.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So neighbor man and I are about to do something a little weird and different with his dad and his stepmom that might be crossing some personal boundaries.
Okay, but where are we going with this?
We're going to the grocery stores. Now, I know what you're thinking. That can't be crossing any personal boundaries. But when you really think about it, it does. Because they're about to see what goes in our carts. Let me explain. So his dad texted us yesterday and was like, hey, we got to hit up Target, Sam's Club, and Menards. And they don't live in town. They live near your old stomping grounds, Anamosa.
Yeah.
So they live around that area. So they're going to come into town, hit the good old stores, and they're like, hey, do you mind running some errands with us? And then we'll go to lunch together. So we were like, why not? Those happen to be the stores I need to go to for my grocery list. So let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's tag team together and do some group shopping. So that's what we're going to do is they'll do their grocery shopping and we'll do our grocery shopping together.
Yeah.
The only thing is I was thinking about this, you know, is it's going to be a little, you know, crossing some boundaries a little bit when you think about it, because they're going to see what's in our cart and I'm going to see what's in their cart.
Well, question number one, are you going to share a cart or are you going to get your own?
I have so many questions, Taylor, that we haven't discussed in the group chat. That's question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sharing a cart or are we not? Taylor, I got a long list. My list has over 40 items. I'm looking at it right now in front of me. I have it on my computer. I've got 40 things I need to get this weekend. So I'm going to assume we can't share a cart.
Right. Are you going to just follow each other around through the store?
That's my second question.
Or go off and do your own thing.
Do we have to do that?
I don't know.
Because you're not going to need the same things I'm going to need, and I'm obviously not going to need what you need.
Right.
Or do we just say, meet you in the center in 30 minutes? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
You have a really fun opportunity.
What?
Do your own shopping, and then go to the customer service desk and have them say, neighbor man's parents, please meet.
That's cool.
At the front.
That would be cool.
That's funny. You should do that.
Or do the opposite. Where I just shop with neighbor man's parents and then we leave neighbor man lost somewhere and we're like, neighbor man, your parents are looking for you. Please come to the customer service desk.
How are you going to lose him?
And then, well, I don't know. We'll ditch him somewhere, but it would be like he's like a lost kid.
I'm saying
he's in his 30s.
You got to use this opportunity. Hello. I just forgot what I was going to say.
I was going to say, this is not... Do we need to redo the radio really quick? I was like, you looked at me, I looked at you, and we both forgot what is
I blame it on you because you were just asking me about my skincare routine, and that's what I was thinking about.
You know what? That's what we talk about off the air is we have really great conversation. We should just keep the microphone going on all the time.
Anyways, okay, I remember
what
I was
You're wondering
what
her skincare routine is. You can text us and we'll let you know.
I'll let you know. No, that's not what I was meant to say. I'm here now. Don't worry. It's Friday. Give me a break.
We're pulling that for a blooper.
I'm going back because a couple minutes ago I told you that I am a hypocrite because I have a golden rule that I have broken myself.
Yeah.
So to give you some context, back in college, you know, I had lots of different roommates. I had lots of different girlfriends, and I was always down to share clothes because if you want to be able to borrow your girlfriend's clothes, you got to share, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But my one rule was if I haven't worn it, you can't wear it. If there's a tag on that cute little top because I haven't worn it yet, you don't get to wear it before me. You know what I'm saying?
I got to wear it first.
Yes.
Okay.
I bought it. I want to debut it. And then it's anybody can borrow it if they want. Now, I feel like it's a little different when I have a boyfriend, okay? So, I currently am wearing a hat that is my boyfriend's that he got as a Christmas gift.
Is this the one that...
From my parents.
This is the one that is the whole debacle from Christmas?
Yes. I knew I wanted to wear a hat this morning because my hair is gross. So, I was like, you know what? I know he got that cute hat that I also like. So I walked into his room, and I knew he hadn't worn it to, like, work or anything yet, but he hadn't even taken the tags off of it. And normally, I would be like, oh, he hasn't worn it. I can't wear it. But I pulled the tags off. I pulled the stickers off, and now here it is on my head many hours later.
Okay. Whoa. That's, I mean, I'm a firm believer, and neighbor man has agreed to it in the relationship when it comes to man and female. What's, and I'm a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's mine is mine, and what's his is mine.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That, and he's starting to follow it now.
Yeah.
I've gotten whipped into shape on that one, okay? So what's mine is mine, and what's his is also mine.
Okay.
So you need to start training whatever to be named boyfriend soon. That... also he needs to be trained on that. Okay?
I think, yeah, he follows the rules, especially he doesn't borrow as many of my clothes as I do with his.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, if this was my hat and I hadn't had the chance to wear it, I hadn't even pulled the tags off and he did that, would I be mad?
Well, I was going to say, my next question for, or my next thing was for you is that, does he know that you, first off, have taken the hat and also have pulled the tags off?
Yes. But I didn't.
Did you text him?
I did. But I didn't do that until I had left the house so that it was too late. That if he told me, like, oh my gosh, no, that I could be like, well, I actually told him I made it to work. And then I said, oh yeah, and I'm wearing your hat.
You know what I would have done, at least to be nice, is I would have tucked the tags in so that he could have had the enjoyment to, like, clip the tags.
No, it was sticking out the top and then there was a sticker on the top and a sticker underneath. He'll be fine. I'll stick the stickers back on when I get home.
Yeah, then at least he can get the enjoyment of a new hat. Put the stickers back on.
Okay, if that's what it takes.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
The most annoying sound ever. Could be the answer for tonight's trivia question.
Everybody's got sounds that they hate.
Think about it. Then text it. And maybe it's right. Here we go. The question is 19% of people do this. People think this is the most annoying sound. What is it?
Mm-hmm. How much time do we have? I could make a list.
Taylor.
Anyways.
It's one answer.
Sound. I'm very sensitive to sounds.
I clearly.
Okay, sorry.
And you work in radio. Wrong job.
We listen to music.
Okay.
Anyways, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
19% of people think this is the most annoying sound. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
In tonight's episode of Those Girls Incorporated, we would like to play a warning for you that we will not play any annoying sounds.
No, I think our voices do the trick.
My laugh does the trick.
That was good.
Thank you. My laugh does the trick. That's enough for you right there.
Sorry, but we're going to talk about some annoying sounds.
We are. 19% of people say this is the most annoying sound. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Elizabeth said, chewing with the mouth open automatically makes me mad, LOL.
Elizabeth. I want to know if Elizabeth has ever worked in like the food industry.
I don't know.
Because that would be hard. You know, is it like a waitress or a waiter? Do you get angry?
I don't know. Because you always feel bad. Like, I've never been a waiter or a waitress. Mm-hmm. And I always feel bad if the waitress comes over and they're like, oh my gosh, how's everything tasting?
And you got food in your mouth.
You just like, took a bite and you're like, oh, it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
What? See, you're making gross noises.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. We promised we wouldn't.
I don't like the mouth smacking. Can I add that, Elizabeth?
I then. What did I do? I'm so sorry.
But I know what you mean.
5379 said electrical buzzing and whining. When did I say that?
Whining. Yeah. You know when there's like a...
What do you mean?
Like a like, you know, when something that's happened in this building before,
where?
We have so much electrical equipment. There was one time we were leaving one night and there was a noise coming from the engineer area. That was
okay,
like,
okay, that was definitely not. No, I think somebody just left. It sounded like a hairdryer on.
Yeah. Wouldn't that annoy you?
I don't think it was electric, like buzzing of some sort. I literally think someone just left a blow dryer on for 6 days straight. And I don't know why we did that.
Well, I
want
to
know what happened to the...
Because I love our engineer, Kevin, but that man does not have that much hair to be blow-drying back there. I don't think that he
is. I think he left a blow-dryer on back there for 6 days, but I did not care to look.
Regardless, if I had to sit back there and listen to that, I would be annoyed.
It seriously sounded like a blow-dryer, but I did not care to look. Not my area.
Nope, I don't know. 1101 said, nails on a chalkboard.
You know what? That actually doesn't bother me.
I don't like
Am
it.
Am I the only person?
I don't like the sound of nails being filed. Like, if I have to do my own,
I was like, you do your own nails all the time. How are you going to deal with that?
Because I do press-ons, and I just barely have to...
I was going to say, you just put AirPods in?
I have to be doing something else, watching, listening to something else, because it literally, like, I can feel my, like, neck cringing.
You could never work at a nail salon.
No, I couldn't. My mom used to. I couldn't sit in the area.
You wouldn't go check your mom out at work?
She used to do my, like, pedicures for homecoming and prom and stuff, and we would get in fights every time because I didn't like the sound.
What'd you do? Yell and tell her to stop?
Yeah, and then she'd be like, you're getting this for free. Shut up.
19% of people... say this is the most annoying sound ever. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 4 minutes.
You make me want to go ask our engineer what that sound was. I think it was like 2 weeks ago, because I seriously think back behind his desk, he had a blow dryer going for 6 days straight, and I didn't care to ask him.
I think if you ask him that, he's going to be like, why do you think I have a blow dryer back here?
I have, like, no hair.
I'm also a radio engineer.
So it was probably something electrical.
Unless this radio station right now is being powered by a blow dryer. That's possible. I don't know.
You know what? The way he works it with some technical stuff, I don't doubt that he did something like that.
I could see him like rigging that together.
Question tonight. 19% of people think this is the most annoying sound ever. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
19% of people think the most annoying sound ever is... clearing your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one thing if you do it like small and like once. But it's like, you know, back in the classroom days, it's the same thing as somebody that needs to just go blow their nose where they won't... It's like, go get some water!
And you're like, can you just, oh my God, the sneeze, the Kleenexes, the sneezes, the Kleenexes are in the back of the room. Just go back there.
Same thing, clearing your throat. I feel like you just want to yell, like, go drink some water or cough.
Uh-huh. That's why when I'm on the radio, I'm, like, terrified to cough. Even if I can, if I have to, I don't know if you're the same way. If I have to cough on the radio, like, as we're talking, I can't, I'm so terrified to cough because I don't know if anybody gets the ick from it.
Mm.
And I don't want to cough in on the radio in our car and, like, give them the ick. And so I don't want to do the same thing clearing my throat. So I'll try really, really hard not to. But sometimes, like, it will happen. But I don't want to give anybody the ick.
I'm the same way. That's why I just look at you like I'm dying anytime I have to cough.
Yeah, no, you should say, I wish we could record what Taylor looks like sometimes when she's going to cough.
It happens a lot.
It does. And she has to, like, look at me like, please take over. Oh, my God. I'm dying over here.
Wave my hands and then, like, dive across the table to grab my Stanley and chug some water.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.